Several years earlier, he had read a very old magazine article by one of the most famous early dinosaur hunters.
I read an article by Barnum Brown, and the article was basically about his experiences in southern Alberta. And in that article is basically a one-liner, which suggests that he found somewhere where there was a lot of tyrannosaurus remains in one single bone bed.
Curry realized this long-forgotten site might be the multiple carnivore bone bed he had been looking for, a place which showed that several tyrannosaurs had lived and died together. But buried in the pages of National Geographic for over 80 years, the reference to the bone bed site had long been forgotten.
I got really excited. I knew that this was a really special site, and I felt that we had to refind the site. It wasn't a matter anymore that somewhere out there was a bone bed that we might be able to find. I had to find that site.
Although finding this unique site had become crucial to Curry, there was a big problem. Barnum Brown had never written down where the site was. He died taking the secret of its location to the grave.
This is one of Barnum Brown's field books. There aren't too many of these which really exist. Not because they've been lost, but just because Barnum Brown didn't take any notes. And if you look at it, really all it is just a list of specimens and field numbers. There's not much in here about his day-to-day activities. There's not anything about describing the geology of particular localities, except that the rocks were gray or something like that, or it took him 3 days to get a specimen out. So unlike a lot of paleontologists of his time or even today, that he wasn't much of a note taker.